and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott, it's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. Good morning, everybody. The 23rd of February, 7:05 in the morning, and I'm back. And I was with the boys, and some boys a little bit older than other boys, but the boys were there, and as I said, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, phone lines here, 605. For you out-of-towners, 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And I'm here with Ashley. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning. Happy National Banana Bread Day.
Oh, you know what? I heard you talking about that, and immediately my body started craving banana bread.
Doesn't it sound wonderful?
Oh, fresh and warm. Unfortunately, I won't be able to eat for the next 5 days.
Oh.
I have a medical doctor's order. After what's happened to me over the last 4.5 days, 5 days.
Ah,
I'm
going to
explain it. It's anyway, but it's got to be another day.
It's also Dog Biscuit Day, Spay Day USA, and Tile Day.
Dog biscuit.
That's what it says.
Isn't there things like? Oh no, those are dog whistles or something. isn't something dog whistle?
Biscuits are like dog treats.
Well, no, I know that, but you know, something like dog whistles, that where you say something and it attracts lots of people, whether it's true or not. Huh. They're just dog whistles for those damn conservatives. You know.
Yep.
And then what was the last one? Spay Day.
Yes, Spay Day USA.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny to make a day of it. There's a lot of dogs wake up thinking there's something wrong here.
Yeah, I think it's probably because we're going to enter kitten season fairly soon. This is a preventative measure on that.
I hope that would be my guess.
I haven't looked it up yet.
20 kittens again from Haven Humane. Oh, wow.
I would never leave. I'd quit my other job, just play with kittens.
Well, you know what? Some people would do that. Some people are cat people.
I like animals.
We must be having weather. Did you have weather while I was gone?
We had some weather while we were gone.
What's it look like for this week? Rest of the week?
We are looking at, if you like what you saw yesterday, you're going to love today.
That helps me.
Most of our listeners were in the Reading area yesterday. We're looking at about 45 degrees and clear out at the airport currently with a high of 73 today, with just enough clouds to make it another gorgeous sunset tonight. Tomorrow we are under a wind advisory for most of the day, so we will have a windy Wednesday. Our highs will drop 10 degrees, so we'll be down to a high of 62, and then we're going to start creeping up again throughout the rest of the week with a few more clouds on Thursday and then clear and sunny through into the weekend.
I can't believe how it's gotten light. You know, it just seems like yesterday. You know, I come to work, it's dark, and now it's light. So when do we change that here in the next month or something?
Yep, it looks like we're going to spring forward again on March 14th.
Cool. Okay, my friends, you're probably saying, oh, by the way, I want to give a shout-out to Ken Murray for coming in here. And one of our listeners said how much he missed me, and he was going to pay me to stay here. But we had a good guest host. And Ken Murray is very knowledgeable. He is probably a lot of people don't agree with Ken Murray. I know it's hard to believe. A lot of people don't agree with Ken Murray. His one statement was, you want to end global warming, kill all the cows because of the flatulence that they have. And I think they did a study. I had to read it because I had to send it to him that killing all the cows would not stop global warming. I was in Wisconsin And you ask yourself, why would any sane person go back to Wisconsin?
Isn't that where all the cheese is over there?
Oh, no. Do you know what the three main food groups in Wisconsin are? Cheese, beer, and brats. That's it.
That sounds perfect to me.
That's it. They have something called cheese curds. They serve it everywhere, cheese curds. And what it is, it's individual like lumps of cheese, then bread and deep fry.
Mm-hmm.
It's everywhere. You know, and everybody eats it. And it's got, you can't, and it's tasty, by the way.
Yeah.
It's very tasty. I'm sure it's bad for you. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I went back to Wisconsin to hunt pheasants. My friend Wendell Stout called me one day and said, hey, would you like to go back to Wisconsin and hunt pheasants? And I said, yes. I mean, I didn't hesitate. I said, but first, I have to check with the commander-in-chief. You know, Sink House, as we call her. Everything was fine. And, you know, if you haven't gone out and been in snow, I mean, we have our little bits of snow here. And you have up, you know, some friends have places up Mount Shasta, so but they can leave. You don't leave the snow in Wisconsin. The snow in Wisconsin follows you around. It, when you walk out of the house, there's snow. You get in the SUV and you drive, there's snow. When you stop anywhere, there's snow. And because they plowed streets, there's like little there's piles of frozen snow next to where you park. So then you have to like climb over the frozen snow to get out of the car. So, but Wisconsin, and I was in Madison, Wisconsin. Madison, Wisconsin happens to be probably one of the most liberal bastions in America. To give you, it's got the University of Wisconsin. And to give you an example of the level-headedness and the low-key of the University of Wisconsin residents is they attacked the insurgents went to the state capitol, and they didn't enter the state capitol, but they tore down a statue of a Union general who was a strong abolitionist, totally against slavery. Raised a regiment to fight in the Civil War against slavery, came back, led a very distinguished life, and they tore a statue down. They probably had him mixed up with Grant or somebody. They ripped that statue down. That gives you an idea of how liberal it is. I mean, during the 60s, they had a building, that was one of the buildings on the University of Wisconsin campus that was blown up by terrorists, or homegrown terrorists that were later pardoned and live out in San Francisco teaching. Anyway, I want to talk more about it. I want to talk about the people that I met and some of the things that we do, and I'm just going to spend the next few minutes after this break about it, but the... we went there to hunt, and you hunted 2 mornings. And the rest of the time was conversation. And the main thing they do, it appears, is eat in Wisconsin. And we ate. In fact, that's why I'm wearing the vest today. I might have just worn, you know, sweats because of all the food that was eaten. Anyway, 7:13 in the morning. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by friends over at Sleep Number. The bed I was sleeping in was absolutely fabulous, and but you miss your Sleep Number bed. And when you're hunting and you're out there in 7-degree weather hunting, even though it went up to a balmy 20 there, coming home, getting into Sleep Number setting, of course, is 55, and just crashed out. And Sleep Number, as it's been proven, is one of the top two, or the two of the... top-rated mattresses by Consumer Reports, who just, they don't take money from anybody. They just rate the mattresses, everything, cars, dishwashers, they have it all. And they've rated Sleep Number number 1 and 2 in their categories. And right now, you can discover the Sleep Number 360 smart bed for proven quality sleep. Don't miss the final days to save 50% on a limited edition smart bed, plus special financing ends Monday, only at Sleep Number Store, which is, of course, over at a Target Shopping Center. Great people over there. Don't buy online. But if you choose to, that's sleepnumber.com. But don't do that. Don't do that. Go to our Sleep Number store. Meet the gang. You're not going to be sorry you did. Of course, it's subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. And see sleepnumber.com for details. 7:15 in the morning. 54 degrees out there. We'll be right back.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Reading Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of cost, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Reading Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. This month's review is Kintsugi by Alec and Bradley. Kintsugi is a pleasurable, medium-bodied experience. Notes of cinnamon, earth, and wood are prominent throughout, with very subtle hints of amaretto and almonds. Come down to the shop for your Kintsugi today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, or visit us on Instagram at Tobacco and Brew.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's, of course, on assignment this morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. And 54 degrees out there, fair. Tomorrow's going to be beautiful. Weather reports always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson. Great customer service. Great customer service. Gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Was won state-level awards for hiring veterans. And they're just nice people. So give them a call at 365-3793. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Welcome back. How was your trip?
It was fine.
Great.
Is this a can I ask you a big favor?
Depends on what it is. I was calling in just to let you know about the BOS meeting today.
Well,
anyway, you go ahead, yes.
Can you call me back at 7:30 so we can talk about it?
About the BOS meeting?
Yeah, I have a few more things I want to say here.
All right, yeah, it sounds good. Of course I could do that for
yeah,
you.
Okay, yeah, 7:30 today, it's open. Okay, thanks very much, buddy.
You bet.
Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. And, of course, Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals recognized by the Watson Health Organization. They've started the new TAVR valve replacement program up there, which means they no longer have to crack your chest to replace the valve. They do it through an artery, and it's a safe procedure. And the patient, after getting a heart valve replaced, is up in the afternoon and goes home the next day, you know. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. Anyway, Wisconsin. So, I make arrangements because you ever done those park and flies, Ashley, where you park down at a hotel and you can leave your car there. They shuttle you to the airport. You know, it just makes sense.
Okay.
And it's,
I've flown a fair amount the last couple of years, but I didn't do that.
So, my trip starts off like this. I get a room in Woodland. And I'm going to say it, Comfort Suites. I'm talking to a lady somewhere far, far away, not here in the United States, far, far away. I'm not sure how far away. She could have been orbiting overhead, for all I know. And I asked her the question. I said, now that shuttle runs, right, because it says it right here. Shuttle runs 24 hours a day. Oh, yes, sir. It runs. You know, it does. Shuttle works. And so we discussed that. And, get a room that three adult males can sleep in and not in the same bed. So I got that. So we check in, and the lady behind the desk, whose name is Shannon, said, oh, no, we don't do shuttle. We haven't done the shuttle since last March. And I said, that's not what your person on the other end of the phone was saying. And, she was, it wasn't her fault. So you can't get angry with them. And I said, well, look, if it's on your site, and when you buy, when you reserve your room and they say it, we should be able to park our cars here. Nope, sorry, can't do it. And so that's the way it kind of started off. I thought, well, I hope it doesn't go downhill from here. Next day, though, I got a phone call from the manager of the place, and who deeply apologized. And if I'd been a Comfort Suites member, would have given me a free room someplace. And that was a nice phone call. I'm not a member of the Comfort Suites. But just a point, I just said, well, you ought to do something. Whoever's making your reservations, you need to tell them that the shuttle's not there and all these different things that are on your website aren't going to happen. Landing in Chicago to Madison, and it's just snow. There's snow everywhere, and it's cold. And but what a great group of people. And I'm not going to give last names because some of them are in the witness protection from what I understand. But, of course, I go with Ted Lighty. I don't care if you know his last name. And up there, Jim is a lawyer out of Newport Beach. It's his home. He hosted us, and what a fine gentleman he is. He's going to be on the show here in a couple of weeks because he works in essentially he has protected the little guy from union members from their own unions, is some of the things. And then, of course, Wendell, who is the one that invited us out there, and Doc Weaver, who was a medic in Vietnam, and Steve, who they call Cheesecake, because he is a Dallas, on the Dallas Fireman calendar, they sell to raise money. I'm not kidding you. And, of course, Phil, it was what we call him, cheesesteak.
So you had cheesesteak and cheesecake?
I know. It was hard. It was difficult to keep them apart. They look alike, too. And I was introduced, my friends, to beer pong. Have you ever played beer pong?
Sort of.
It's an insidious game of drinking. But it's kind of like, oh, no, this is a game of skill. No, it's a game of drinking. And my daughter told me, my granddaughter who's going to school at New Mexico State. Oh, no, Mom, you know, I'm not going to parties. You know, we play a beer pong. I'm calling my daughter today and say, get her away from the table. Get her away from the table. And they have all these rules. And the more you play it, it seems like the less the rules are coming. But one of them is, if you bounce a ball in, you've got to not only drink what's in that cup it ends up in, but every cup touching it.
I hadn't heard that one.
Well, Cheesecake, Steve, bounced one in, and he's my opponent. I had 6 cups I had to drink.
Oh, boy.
Well, the middle cup is whiskey. Now, they don't fill them all the way up or anything like that. It's just down at the bottom. Sure. Otherwise, the game would last, you know, half of a game, and everybody would be laying on the ground. Their big drink down there is Brandy Old Fashions, which they make, and it's sweet, and they make it with, I don't know, like 7-Up or something like that, which would knock you off your feet. We hunted at a place called Exclusive Hunt Club. And the other thing I discovered was, you know, I'm not a big wine drinker, but Jim has a label, and it's called Soma Cellars. And listening to him, this man's an encyclopedia of wine, well, of other things too, but of wine, and explained how you have to pick the grape as in the perfect day. It's like eating a peach that may be not quite ripe or too ripe. He said it's the same thing with grapes. You got to hit it right. Now, when people eat there, they eat. Now, remember what I told you about Madison, Wisconsin being a very liberal place, and right downtown is the University of Wisconsin, so they're very liberal. So we come out of the field wearing camouflage, red hunting caps, and go into different places. And I was introduced to steak and brats,
cheese curds, bratwurst.
And so after you eat, on the way home, they stop at Michael's Custard Place. And, okay, my friends, if you haven't had a vanilla malt from Michael's Custard Shop, you haven't lived. I held the line for 2 days about this eating thing. But after we hunted on Sunday, that was it. I didn't know if I was ever going to walk again, frankly. Anyway, just had a really good time. But some of the things I learned, when you're in the Chicago airport and you go to I wanted a Chicago dog, and it said Chicago's favorite hot dog, or number one hot, you know, Chicago's number one hot dog. It's called America's Dog in the Chicago airport. They're lying. Don't believe them. It's not.
You have a happy guy down by the post office?
Oh, now that's different. He has regular hot dogs. You know, Chicago dogs have tomatoes and peppers and pickles and all types of things. Doesn't even look like a hot dog. And then, of course, on my way out, I have a pen. I had a pen that you can, it's kind of sharp on one end, but it's a pen on the other. They took that. And I'm coming back through in Madison. And TSA is holding my bag. Your carry-on. And this guy keeps revolving it around, turning it, putting little squares on it, blowing it up, three-dimensional, and they take my bag. And in the bottom of my, you know, the bag I carry every day? It's not that big. Hidden in the folds where you can't see it, and it's just, it was things over it, you know, the material over it. She's in there, she says, oh. And she holds out her hand, and it's a .45 round. In my bag. And I went, oh. And she says, you can't take this with you. And I went, you can keep it. And this is a good, this TSA lady, we're all wearing masks, by the way, flying an airplane with masks, and they really want you to keep your mask on the airplane. she says, I know, you can have it. And you could see in her face, her eye, she was smiling. And I'm standing there without my shoes on, trying to hold my pants up, you know, all this stuff. So it was absolutely a great time. I can't, you know what? One of the things is when you get 6 men together in one spot, men and boys, not boys, young men, there wasn't one crossword. The young guys, the younger group, were like your retainers. I mean, they cleaned the shotguns. You know, they, you know, all those kind of things. They did the heavy lifting. But I would just like to say it was just one of the finest times that I've had. You know, with a group of people where everybody got along, and we all had kind of the same political views. Some further to the right than mine. But nobody was further left. It was just interesting getting concepts from people like Madison being so liberal. 10 miles outside of Madison, it's totally different. And again, my friends, it's the urban areas versus the rural areas. And unfortunately, the urban areas make the decisions because there's more of them. But Wisconsin itself is beautiful. I'd like to go back sometime when it's, you know, there's not 6 feet of snow on the ground. So, and if you're listening out there, it was a great time. And I'm going to call my daughter, tell her, never, ever let my granddaughter play beer pong again. We're going to take a quick break. I'm sure Terry's going to call back here in a couple of minutes. Tell me what's going on in the Board of Supervisors meeting today. It should be interesting. This portion of the show, of course, brought to us by River Commons Senior Living. I tell you, when I got back last night, you have, of course, Linda and all that. It was a wonderful homecoming, and missed that little devil for 5 days. River Commons Senior Living, you can come back into your place with your stuff. If you've been traveling, you don't have to worry about somebody, doing something in your yard, taking your stuff or anything like that. Now, River Commons Senior Living is Northern California's premier retirement community. It's not a assisted living facility. No, it's for active seniors. Gourmet chefs, transportation around town if you want it, pet friendly. They've got it all at River Commons. And for more information, give them a call at 238-5981. Worry less, smile more. 7:31 in the morning here on the 23rd of February. 54 degrees out there.
I live back in the woods, you see. My woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss the final days to save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, plus special financing on all smart beds. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft.
Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Settled in, hiding from the wind, waiting on the sun. You might end up being my slipper if you get in the way of my gun.
Yeah, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. Casey and our 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, 54 degrees. Right now, it's going to be a nice day, and here on the 23rd, Tuesday of February, 7:36 in the morning, Northern Firearms Instruction bringing us this portion of the show, and Ted Leidy, the founder-owner of Northern Firearms Instruction, was with me this weekend, and we were all with Wendell and Jim in the group, and he is he's had this business for over 11 years, teaches in over 46 locations in California. Frankly, I think it's some of the best CCW training you're ever going to get. Now, I have to give a disclaimer here is that I do work for them. Private lessons, class lessons, CCW. If you just want to learn how to shoot a pistol, classes for that. Safety in weapons, hunter safety courses, rifle, shotgun. They have it all at Northern Firearms Instruction. You can check them out at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. And I do have to say this, is that when you're going for that last bird, and we were tied with the other group for the number of pheasants. It just happened that way. The last bird, Ted made a shot that was so magnificent. I've never seen anybody shoot a pheasant that far away. I mean, it was high fives, and I said I'd remember it and mention it to him today. Terry, good morning. Thanks for waiting.
Hey, good morning, Carl. How you doing?
Thanks for waiting, buddy. I just had to talk about that. It was just,
yeah, sure.
You know how it is when you get, you make that trip and it's, you make a trip and everybody gets along really well and you see a new, you see a new country and you eat, you hurt.
The challenge is coming back home and trying to get out of vacation mode. That's the hard part.
Well, that happens inside. That starts on the aircraft home, okay? When, Seth, who was traveling with me. You know what? You got your mask on in there. And an aircraft wearing a mask is, already it's difficult.
It's true. A lot of people, I think, are wearing masks, but their masks are over their eyes and not, not on their mouth.
Yeah.
Anyway, today at the Board of Supervisors, we're going to be, there's some interesting stuff going on. As you know, when you go into a board meeting or you go into a city council meeting, there's a thing called public comment. You have 3 minutes at the beginning.
Right.
And the people that call themselves your public servants, who are your employees, give you that 3 minutes. Then with each agendized item that you have, whether it's maybe something to do with your neighborhood or something to do with an easement or something to do with something you want to comment on as a citizen, you're able to have your 3 minutes during the agendized meeting. Well, Joe Comenti is now coming out and saying, we don't have that anymore in the Board of Supervisors. We now only have 3 minutes to speak at the beginning. If you want to speak about an agendized item that could be 2 or 3 hours away, you have to speak about it during public comment. That's New Jersey politics. The second thing that's happening there is that the board passed 4-1, with Patrick Jones being the no vote on this, that we would now be charged for public records. Well, in Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7 of the California Constitution, it specifically states that it is our right, our constitutional right, our California constitutional right, to have access to any and all public records. Now, people could say, well, you still have access, but you have to pay for it. Well, what if I can't afford it? Are they going to deny me my Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7
now,
right?
That doesn't seem right to me. That seems, you know, that seems kind of, I mean, I'd like to know is how much do they spend a year providing copies? Is
well,
it like a million, if it's a, right. You know, is it $1 million? I don't think so. But you're right. What, you know, it goes down to anything is, oh, you can have this, you can have that. But what if you don't have the money? What about people that, and this is, you know, and the sheriff loses money on every one of them on the CCWs. But what if you have a person, that, you know, especially during this time frame when their job's been cut back, they've lost a job, they want to have the right to defend themselves. And I know how you feel about this, just be able to carry anyway, which is kind of what I feel. So they are kept from having it. And so now they're doing it with saying, if you want a copy of public records,
you have to pay for it. Now, if I came in there or you and I went in together, we said, gee whiz, we need some stuff. We need this, that, and the other because some things happening on our street. You guys are discussing in the county or whatever the case may be. And they said, well, you know, we were going to charge you so much money. And we said, we don't have it. Can they deny us that right at that point and say, well, prove to me you can't afford it? They can't do that. Do they say to you, well, you can't have it because you're not paying for it? Well, I don't see how they do that legally. But I think the most disturbing thing is the fact that Joe Kamenki has now made the statement that that he will no longer allow any kind of public comment on agendized items. So, I mean, that's just unheard of. And the final thing is that when Joe Kamenki publicly stated that he would allow things to be put on the agenda by any one of the board members, that any one of the board members can put it on. Well, I know that there were several things that were asked by a couple of board members that to be put on. And they were denied. And Joe Kamenki's comment basically is, I'll put on there I'll pick and choose what I'm going to put on there. So, I mean, we really have some New Jersey politics going on. It's disappointing. I don't know. I know that this is all going to culminate and come to a head very quickly. And I think that people probably need to tune into our program next Sunday. Jefferson State of Mind and Sovereign Minds. It'll be a combination show.
Uh-huh.
We're going to have several guests on. And the full 3 hours is going to be devoted to something.
Yeah, that starts at 9 o'clock.
Starts at 9 o'clock. It'll go all the way through noon, and that will be bringing up a lot of things going on. And I can tell you this: Fox News will be involved, as you already know. I can also let you know that that the Washington Examiner is involved. Haley Potts from the LA Times called, but no one's going to do an interview with someone who says that women and children are storming the. Storming the building, as she wrote about us, and you saw that article, Carl.
Which one was that?
She called me last night at home, and we had a long talk. I did consider her at one point a friend, but at this point.
Which one was this?
This is the LA Times.
And they had the women and children were storming the.
Well, they had the picture.
Oh yeah.
Remember,
okay. Yeah.
They showed the
yeah.
people storming in.
You know,
incredible. And nobody stormed in. And
this
was
nobody
there. And
we had during this time we were there, you know, we had a lawyer, a very well versed lawyer, on this about things being said, and how there is just there's like no governor on things being said by reporters who should be reporting as opposed
right.
to opinion. You know, this is an
right.
opinion show. Your show
right.
is an opinion show with you know with your facts and all that, but it's still that's what we do. A reporter. Should just give the, what is it, who, what, when, where, and, you know, and not why.
Well,
you
know,
or their, you know, on their opinions. But this has gone rampant, especially, I mean, it's been going on for a long time, but especially
well,
in the last
the
4 years.
The Washington Examiner is an interesting case because
yeah.
they sent out Mika Soldner, as you know. She came out here. She flew from Washington, D.C. to here. She had an expense account that apparently didn't have limits on it because she doesn't drive, which means when she went out to interview Woody and went out to interview people in Cottonwood, she Ubered. She was here for 5 days. She She wrote four articles. And the thing I found amazing, Carl, you know about this because you're
read the,
familiar
yeah,
with newspapers.
I've,
and
yeah, well, I've read, I've read her article. And I actually put something on Facebook where I said, hey, this seems to be a pretty well-versed, you know, pretty well-balanced article. People attacked. People attacked.
Right. Here's the point. The point is that she came out here, she wrote articles, and they were published the next morning. She's 25 years old. How does a reporter come out here, write an article without going through her editor, as we've done things with NBC, we've done things with the LA Times, Haley had to go back and run everything through her editor. She was given the latitude to do all of that. And she wrote those articles, as you know, one day after another. So I found that pretty remarkable. And then right after that, we got a call from Fox News. And as you know, Mark Berry went on there, and that was about the state of Jefferson, but he's was on Fox News. So I think that things are starting to change. Polls are coming off. So anyway, my friend, I've got to go. I've got a call I've got to take coming in, if I may.
Thank you very much, Jerry. Thanks for the phone call, buddy. Okay. And again, it would be interesting. What Joe, it appears, is doing is saying he wants all the public comment at the beginning of it as opposed to having people wait out there. And not commenting on the something that could happen 2 or 3 hours later, you know, for comments on things. You know, I don't know. I'll be more than happy to have Joe on, and I'm sure he'll be more than happy to come on. He never backs off coming on the show. Now, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell has built this company since 1993, started with nothing, and of course, and been helping families, veterans, seniors, business owners since 1993. If you want a second opinion on your retirement plans and your 401s, because they've changed about how much money you're putting in, that the rules are constantly changing, give Judy a call at 221-0441. Free review and evaluation of what you're doing. And if nothing else, you can go through it. And she is, and her people are just almost like teachers when it comes to insurance and financial matters, and explain all of it to you. Great lady, great company, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back after these messages.
Can you hear me out there? Can you help me? I'm scared. Can you lift me? Can you give me a sign?
Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Your friendly old change, Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons.
Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 7:51 in the morning here on the 23rd of February, Tuesday. 54 degrees out there. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors, veterans, and great people. Great service. Give them a call at 365-3793. I come back, you know, when you come back from, you know, Terry alluded to it, you know, hey, you come back from vacation, you got to get yourself back, you know, out of that mode. And when you're riding on the plane back, trust me, you get back out of that mode because, you know, the guy, you know, Seth, I'm traveling with Seth, great young man. And he's got a beard. And so a mask on a bearded face is difficult, but he was, he's making it work. He's asleep, leaning up against the window, and the mask gets slipped down below his nose. I am not kidding you. Not kidding you. He, they've got people separated. There's, a seat between he and I. The planes, are not crowded at all. And the airline attendant, she says, can you tell him to put his mask up? I went, no. So she leans across me and taps him on the leg, wakes him up and says, sir, your mask is below your nose. Swear to God, it happened. I saw it. I've read about it, but I saw it. That gets you back into work mode. And then I get here today, and I'm going to end up this segment with, happier, but my news producer walks in and she says, I don't know if you saw this. And the headline is, Coca-Cola conducting employee seminars to be less white. And it seems that they're staging training seminars for employees, stressing for the need to try to be less white, with instructions to be less oppressive, less arrogant, less certain, less defensive, less ignorant. The less ignorant part, I think I can go for that. I mean, who wants to be ignorant, right? Oh, no, I like being ignorant. I'll just stay being ignorant. Ignorant is my way of life. And it's called confronting racism. Understanding what it means to be white. Challenging what it means to be a racist. And it's available online by somebody named Robin DiAngelo, who also authored the 2018 book, White Fragility. The company confirmed it was conducting the seminars. And it's part of a learning plan to help build an inclusive workplace. Okay. But the thing is there's got to be a better way of putting this than be less white. How about be more, be inclusive. More of a good person, or something like that. I mean, nobody wants to be arrogant. The less certain, though, to me, you know, if I want people around me like you, like Pat, who just, you know, wandered in with his cup of coffee and all this, I want you to be certain. That's what I hire you for. I hire you to be certain. I hire you to be somebody that gets the job done. Why would I want somebody that's less certain? I know they're trying to say, oh, well, you know, it has to do with diversity. I think that, and as what the slide says, in the U.S. and other Western nations, white people are socialized to feel they are inherently superior because they're white. Research shows... Wait a minute. Let me finish this. Research shows that by age 3 to 4, children understand it's better to be white. Try to be less white. How do I guess I need to sit through the seminar before saying, this sounds like a pretty stupid thing. We used to have, and we called them HumRel classes in the Marine Corps. It's about getting along with other people because you're a team in the Marine Corps. You're a team, the team that your lives depend on each other. That you go through. But we went through a phase of this in the Marine Corps where you know people got classes and all. I mean, this was back in the mid 70s, which was, you know, interesting, you know, because services were like 50 years ahead of this. You know, hey guys, you know you're a team, guys and girls, you're a team. And you know what, you're different, but you've got to learn to get along. And maybe that's what it should be. Maybe that's the title of it should be, human relations. It does, you know, treat people the same way, no matter what color they are, no matter what religion they are. You treat people the same way. I think there was a book called, I think it was written, it's called The Bible, you know, Do Unto Others, that kind of thing. Okay, Coca-Cola. Another one of the woke companies out there. Now, the good news. They've announced that we're going to have rodeos. The Red Bluff Roundup is back. The Redding Rodeo is back. Cottonwood Rodeo is back.
I don't think the Cottonwood Rodeo ever left.
It never. Okay, you're right. Sorry, Cottonwood. they're little. You know, have you ever. You know what? Cottonwood is kind of like their own little fiefdom down there. Has anybody noticed that? They kind of do what they want in Cottonwood. I don't know what it's, you know, it's in the water down there. Or maybe when they get their hair cut, something happens. And Cottonwood's just different. Oh, you can't have mass gatherings. And when was it? Last April? Or May? Whenever the Cottonwood Rodeo
is. Mother's Day, I believe.
Oh, it's a Mother's Day. You're absolutely right. And they have the rodeo. 2,000 people show up. Cottonwood is, it's like you travel. You know what? When you drive into Cottonwood, there will be like a little border patrol guy. And you drive in. Yes, you're entering Cottonwood. We have common sense here. You're going to have to check certain of your woke values that won't just fly here. Yay, Cottonwood. So, I'm sorry, Cottonwood. When I said be back, I mean again. They're going to have the rodeo again. But what great news it is for having the Red Bluff Roundup. Red Bluff Roundup brings millions of dollars into Red Bluff because of the rodeo. Same thing with Redding. People come from all over. Now I got to get on the stick today and see if, and invite the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard up because they love being here. And they're here every year for the Redding Rodeo. They're in the parade. So, does that mean there's going to be a parade? How about Pancake Gulch? Or what do they call that? It's the pancake breakfast with the cowboys, with are they going to have their pancake breakfast? Wouldn't that be great? Everybody, you know, the cases are going down in California. We've had hospitalizations have gone down. People are being inoculated right and left. The VA called me 3 times in 3 days to tell me, come on down, get your vaccination. I finally called back on the last one, left my message then, told them who I was, left my last 4 of my Social Security number, because you have to do that, and say, thank you very much for the offer. I've already had my vaccinations. So we'll see if they continue to call anyway. Hopefully we can start getting back into some kind of normalcy. Well, we may have less people there. Oh, okay. I could kind of understand that. You know, instead of having 10,000 people in the stands, you may have 5,000 people in the stands. but you still are having a bit of Americana back, a bit of normalcy, which we so badly need to make up what's happening in Washington. To see the national anthem being played and the flag, and everybody's got their hands over their hearts or their hats off their heads at the rodeos. And by the way, an announcement was that the women's soccer team is now standing for the national anthem. Did you see that announcement?
Can't say I'm surprised.
Yeah. Oh, we're standing because it doesn't mean we're not, that everything is okay out there, but we don't need to kneel. We're going to work in different ways. Biden? Anyway, got to run. Mark Story is sitting here with his usual quizzical look on his face. Yes, this is KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. We'll be right back after this.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. When it comes to last month's deadly riots at the U.S. Capitol,
we need to know what happened and how to ensure this never happens again. It's that simple.
Republican Senator Rob Portman of Ohio, his opening remarks at this morning's Senate hearing on the violence that shocked the nation and the world.
Seven individuals lost their lives as a result of the Capitol attack, including two Capitol Police officers and a D.C. Metropolitan Police Department officer.
There's no question that there were colossal breakdowns in the intelligence gathering and security preparations leading up to the events of January 6th.
Democrat Gary Peters, chair of the Senate Homeland Security Committee.
Our goal today is to begin to understand where those breakdowns and failures occurred and to determine if there are policy and structural changes Congress must make to prevent a future attack of this nature.
Senators on both sides of the aisle stressing the importance of leaving politics out of the investigation, the search for answers and solutions. A $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill that Republicans complain is loaded down with pork, headed for a House vote after clearing the House Budget Committee without a single GOP vote. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick vowing to get to the bottom of last week's failure of the state's power grid during the extreme winter weather.
I'm going to take responsibility for the fix and do everything I can to be sure this never happens again.
And investigation now underway in Texas. The wife of Mexican drug kingpin El Chapo Guzman has been arrested in Virginia. She is accused of helping her husband run his multi-billion dollar cartel and plot his audacious escape from a Mexican prison back in 2015. Stocks in the red on Wall Street so far this morning. Right now, the Dow is down about 91 points. NASDAQ off 168. The S&P 18 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
My husband and I started a business together, and I had no idea where to start when it came to payroll. And a friend of mine recommended Patriot, and I have not looked back since. It was extremely user-friendly. I was actually able to understand it and run everything extremely well. And anytime I've had a question, they have been so quick to answer and help me. I definitely recommend it to anyone who is looking for a payroll software that is easy to use, user-friendly, and really offers everything that you need when it comes to something that's beneficial for your business.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. The UN reporting a surge in the number of civilians killed or injured in Afghanistan since the start of peace talks with the Taliban in September.
This latest report underscores how Afghanistan is still one of the deadliest places in the world for civilians. But it notes there were fewer civilian casualties overall last year. That's mainly due to the halt in large-scale suicide bombings under the U.S. Taliban deal signed early last year. There was
outdoors and give us more opportunities. I think that Zoom and us being forced to use Zoom has opened doors that we wouldn't have had open before. And I think that it's going to allow us more face-to-face communication, even though it's via Zoom, than we would have had in the past. I know for myself, I have a weekly Zoom meeting set up with two of my peers that are CEOs of other animal shelters in California, good friends, and it's one of my most important meetings of the week because we talk about that stuff, and we're going to continue it. past this, because we only get to see each other like maybe once a quarter, you know, and now we can do it weekly or every other week.
And everybody can talk and share things and all like this. You know, we have our meetings with Northern Firearms because we have instructors
all over
Northern California down as far as, you know, Stockton and this. And so we've gone to that. And we share the latest on what's happening, the material we put out, different ways of doing it, these kind of things. So I think Zoom's here to stay for a lot of
these. I agree.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, we got to take a quick break. It's 8:15 in the morning, and it is, you know, sun shining. It's not 7 degrees. It was balmy there, they said. It was 22 degrees. Balmy. That's the word they use, balmy. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Rebecca and Henry have got a wonderful store, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. And you're not going to be sorry you go in there to find that perfect something for somebody. And Linda is still agog over her Valentine's Day present that I got there. And Rebecca said, I know she's going to like this. And she was absolutely right. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages. 8:16 in the morning here, 54 degrees out.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we are all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Sometimes you have to go away to get away to relax. Enjoy an affordable staycation experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. Standard rooms only $89 a night, Sunday through Thursday. Call or book online now. 1-800-280-UWIN or windriver.com. Offering mobile check-in and check-out. Valid through March 20th.
Must have a River Club card. Some restrictions apply.
Use promo code WINTER21. Join us for a safe and comfortable stay at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
K
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
As much as I love you, you may say my dog will always come through.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567. And, gosh, here it is, Tuesday the 20th. We've lost February.
Crazy.
We have just
lost. It's February 23rd. This time next week will be March already.
Well, I tell you what, from what I understand, there's going to be a complete tax holiday on February 30th.
Complete that sounds good to me.
Complete tax holiday, February 30th. And also, have you seen the movie Purge? Okay,
wow.
On February the 31st
wow.
is Purge Day.
See, that's why I'm glad I have a dog. Dog will let me know if there's threat coming this way.
Let me tell you something. You know, Linda last week, and Mark was reminding me of it, said that I process things differently. Of course, our dog passed. And people have been so nice because people understand it. But last night when I pulled in, there was no barking. When I opened up my suitcase full of dirty clothes, there was no elk killer jumping into my suitcase to make sure that I hadn't brought something back that I shouldn't have. When you walk around a corner and you don't see them, or when I come home, I don't have a 15 pounds of just unrequited love, just love coming down the hall. Yeah. And I would get down on the floor with her and talk baby talk. I know it's hard to believe. but with Elk Killer, that's not there anymore.
That's tough, man. I mean,
it is tough.
My condolences and the whole team.
But I handle things.
Love,
you know, my life has been moving. You know, you have to move on. You have to complete, complete the mission, objective, and you know, you lose people that are dear to you. But you find that dog.
I don't think complete the objective, Colonel, fits with the losing a dog.
No, but that's what I mean. But that's that's the way that you do things. You handle it. You move on.
Yeah.
You accept that. That's going to be part of it. But when you have that dog,
it's
just different.
No,
it's
bets are off.
Yeah,
you know, this morning I left the house and I didn't bring my dogs, which I bring to work every day. And they were, we crate them when we're gone and they were crying, because they wanted to go to work. And it's heart-wrenching just to walk away, So, yeah, they're definitely a special part of our lives, people that have pets and pets of all different kinds, not just dogs, cats, and all kinds of different pets, birds, everything. It's just they have a different spot in our heart, that's the way I look at it. And I feel like people that are real true animal people, I know for me, I have a bumper sticker and magnets and stuff that say who saved who, because even though my dogs are rescue dogs, I feel like they rescued me, not the other way around. So,
oh, many times.
Yeah, I mean, when you're in a, especially lately, there's been some dark times for people, myself included. And that's, yes, of course, my wife, Tina, is amazing and supportive and I love her dearly, but the dog, it's just a little bit different. When she comes up and she sniffs and she can tell you're in a bad mood, it just warms your heart and it gives you a second to forget about whatever is going on and just love your dog.
Yeah, well, Wendell and Karen, the gentleman I hunted with, lost their dog. And his wife was crying a lot for, extended period of time. And he says, I'm not going to get another dog. If you want another dog, fine. And so she found five different types, or five dogs, five different, and they're all Australian Shepherds because they're Australian. So she got the dog. Well, dog travels with Wendell. And in the plane, because it's a service dog, gets underneath the seat. Dog's trained. He goes, just go outside, go to the bathroom. Dog goes out there. And but this Australian Shepherd, have you been around them very much?
Mm-hmm.
They're people across the street have two of them, dear people, John and Michelle. And this dog would jump up on the couch next to you and look you in the eyes.
Yeah,
look you in the eyes, like, okay, I think everything's okay here, and then run off again.
Yeah, they got a lot of energy.
Boy,
yeah.
They need a job.
They do need a job. They do.
Okay, buddy. Did you get my entry into the Doggy Dash Virtual Challenge?
I'm going to go with no, but
I don't understand it because I was there on the river trail and I saw this guy coming through and he had this dog that was running. I put the GoPro on the dog's head and he brought it back to me. And it was, you know, my virtual doggy challenge was, I think it was 6 miles that day at a fast pace. And I could prove it because I had the GoPro on the dog's head.
Okay. We'll be looking for that video.
You didn't get it.
I'm not going to hold my breath.
How did that go?
So it hasn't,
it hasn't gone.
It's going to be, I believe it's March 13th through the 20th.
It says 16th
here. Yeah, it should be the 13th, I believe, through the 20th. And you can sign up through Facebook. So we have an event up there now, event post up there on Facebook. And you can sign up on that for the virtual doggy dash. So we do still have the route and everything that you can go run, but there are some rules and stuff on that. We're going to have some fun stuff going on with that. It will be virtual. But
rules?
Yeah,
you know, thinking rules.
Right, there'll be some rules, though, and there'll be some prizes, and there'll be some stuff you can get. And really, it's just about supporting Haven and getting out and exercising with your dog or without your dog, either way. But, you know, we prefer it with your dog. So, yeah, please go to our Facebook page and check out our Doggy Dash. You know, we're really bummed we can't do it in person for the second year in a row, but hopefully next year we'll be able to run the Doggy Dash because it really is a fun event, and it's the only dog-friendly run that's actually a sanctioned run in the North State. So we're bummed we're not in person, but you know, we want to give people the opportunity to support and to go out and do a version of the Doggy Dash. So that's what we're doing.
Well, and it works. It'll work.
It'll work.
And I bet you're going to get some really fantastic videos.
Yeah, I don't know if we're getting videos. I don't know what she's doing with that.
How's
she
doing it?
I don't know all the details on it. I know that it's all on Facebook, though. So she's got all the rules and the guidelines and all that stuff on what you get and how to run it if you wanted to run it and give it time. When we do have it live, we have some really fast runners that come out because it is a sanctioned timed event. And so, so for the hardcore 10K, 5K runners, they can actually get a time that they can use for running. Because we actually have a timer that comes out and everything, which is a lot of fun. So we have some folks that are fast that come out. We have some folks that are fast by themselves. We have some folks that are really fast with dogs, which is crazy. And the dogs will run the whole 5K or 10K, and that's a really good clip. So it's a lot of fun. So please visit that again on Facebook. We do have a dog licensing clinic coming up. It's going to be March 16th at the Cottonwood Fire Hall on 4th Street, and that's going to be from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. Rabies vaccinations are $8 with the purchase of a dog license. You have to get a license. And microchipping for dogs and cats will be available. Cats must be in a carrier. It's just not a good idea, no matter how good you are with your cat, when they see dogs, if dogs lunge or something, then the cat's going to have that fight or flight. Usually it's flight. But either way, you don't want to have to do that. And it's just safer for your cat.
If you're trying to hold a cat that's in that flight mode,
it's
standby. You know, they get on top of your head and they hang on with all four paws somehow. And I got it.
It hurts. And then I'm happy to announce that our vaccine clinics are starting back up starting tomorrow. So our vaccine clinics will be starting tomorrow. They will be at our hospital. That goes from 2 to 4 o'clock. And you can get pricing on our website, havenhumane.org, for our vaccine clinics. They're also published on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
And on the website, it's under the Veterinary Hospital tab, as well as a full price list for all of our services, which are there, which we discussed earlier. There's no income requirements to attend a vaccine clinic, and they're really popular, so be prepared to wait for a while because the line is usually pretty long. But it looks like we're going to have good weather tomorrow, a little bit windy, but good temperature, so standing in line is not going to be quite as bad. We're going to obviously use some separation and have masks required for folks that are coming in. But But, yeah, so we're super glad that we're having the vaccine clinics open up again because they usually are very popular, and we do those every Wednesday from 2 to 4.
It's important. Yeah.
It is. It's great.
You're not putting any nanotechnology in those vaccines?
No.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
No.
Have there been any cases of animals getting COVID?
There have, but they're really rare. I've only seen a couple of them. I haven't really been following it too much because it's just hard to believe what you're seeing right now. So, but I know that early on in this...
That's such a good way you have of putting it, buddy.
That was as politically correct as I could be. The early on, I saw a couple studies. It was in New York where I think it was one or two cats and then maybe one dog. But I haven't seen many that have come down with it. And I haven't seen anything where it's showing the transmission between the animals and the humans and stuff.
Weird.
And I don't think – I think it was mild. We also have vouchers, which people – people don't know a lot about. So you can get a voucher to help with the cost of spaying or neutering your pet. Vouchers vary by where you live. So City of Reading, City of Anderson, and Shasta County are all a little bit different. And the type of pet you have. You can call 241-2550 to find out how much you can save. Again, that's 241-2550, which is also our animal control number. A current dog license is required to get a voucher for dog spays and neuters, but the money you save on the surgery will pay for the license. And dog licenses will be much less expensive every year after because it's discounted once you have a spayed or neutered animal. So typically for 1 year, it will go from $22 to $10 for a dog license when they're spayed. But, yes, so check on vouchers.
Okay. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. I'm with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and it's kind of starting to open up for business again. Number of COVID cases seem to be dropping. People dying has dropped. The maybe we turned a corner here. And I hate to say that, because knock on wood, you know. Yeah, hate to think is that the second wave comes through in May or something
third
like
wave.
That. I'm sorry.
That'd be the third wave.
Or third wave or whatever
wave
it is. Whatever wave it is. I guess I could ask Dr. Fauci, but I'm not sure if Dr. Fauci's going to be there much longer. The Biden administration may turn him loose. Can you believe that? Dr. Fauci may be turned loose by the Biden administration after making it through the Trump administration. Anyway, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. That PPP is going strong, and Cornerstone Community Bank is one of the leaders in getting money to businesses that are having some problems. I've lost 25% of their income from last year. It helps keep their people paid. It pays for their rent on their spaces, leases, all of these things. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com. 3 branches. One in Riverside Way in Red Bluff. Of course, right downtown at 1845 California Street, and the other at 192 Hartnell Avenue. And I guess I could start calling it, instead of the O'Reilly Shopping Center, I could call it the Cornerstone Bank Shopping Center. It's their main office there. They're still moving local dreams forward, even through all of this. That's Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated, local board of directors. We'll be right back with Mark Story.
You ever did see here, Blue, your good dog, you bake that possum up good and brown, bake that possum up good and brown, bake that possum up good and brown, lays with potatoes all around. Here, Blue, your good dog, you
Premier, your friendly oil change, Premier, and all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across some Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Why wait for summer? Gear up for some fun right here in our own backyard. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to play our Gear Up 2021 Swipe to Win promotion. Drawings Thursdays at 6, 7, 8, and 9 p.m. Plus, all winners receive bonus entries into the final drawings on January 28th. $15,000 up for grabs. February 25th, two motorcycles and a Can-Am quad. And March 25th, a Yamaha ski boat. From Reading, Yamaha Sea-Doo. More drawings, more winners, more fun. WinRiver.com.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
If only I could have a puppet, I'd call myself so very lucky, just to have some company.
This is great.
La, 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 I wouldn't care.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567, the 23rd of February, 8:37 in the morning, 55 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. Veteran-owned business that gets discounts for seniors and veterans. They work on appointments, and they have since before COVID. But now you can't just go in there early and hang around and catch up on your reading. They had, everything from National Geographic, Guns and Ammo. You know, one of my favorite things to read are catalogs. Do you like that? You know, the hunting and fishing catalogs, just all those kind of things. I love reading, looking at catalogs.
That's men's window shopping.
It is. It absolutely is.
Absolutely.
You can give them a call at 244-9478. I'm going to call them today and see if I can get my hair cut this week. That's Cypress Square Barbershop, 244-9478. Okay, I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. Good morning again.
Good morning.
A number of things going on. And I'm seeing, there's a lady, a red-haired lady that's waving at us. And she's coming in.
Okay.
She's carrying six cats.
She is not carrying six cats, thankfully. So volunteering, our volunteers are absolutely amazing. We're still in a two-team system, so Monday through Wednesday, Thursday through Sunday. And our volunteers have been on that same schedule, so Monday through Wednesday, Thursday through Saturday. But our volunteers they're just amazing. I can't say enough about them. We actually just got certified as a service enterprise through Points of Light, which is a program that goes through and really evaluates our volunteer program.
Yeah.
And then really tries to implement the volunteers into the organization in a bigger role, not to take away from, you know, staff jobs or anything like that, but to enhance our mission and enhance what we do by utilizing volunteers and skilled-based volunteers more. Being able to utilize them. And so this was about almost a 2-year process that we went through, training, and we had a great team that was there with us. And we just got certified and we're super proud of that. But what it really did was it highlighted a lot of areas that we needed to improve, not just on the volunteer side, but on the staff side as well, with training, interaction, education, all kinds of stuff. And so we've gone through this process. I think we're a much better organization because of it. But I think that we have a lot of growing still to do. I mean, COVID obviously set everybody back.
Yeah.
It's definitely set our volunteer program back. But our volunteer program is really growing. And Cassie Badman, who's our volunteer coordinator, does a great job. But it's really a team effort with our volunteers. But our volunteers are amazing. So,
and it's not just dog walkers.
No, no.
They're washing linen. They're linen. They're doing all. I mean, they take up the slack. That because this is, let's just face it, this is a cost. This is a costly endeavor to do the things you're doing.
It is, but we want volunteers to come in and share whatever their expertise or passion is with us and help us in our mission. It could be in marketing. It could be in development. It could be in licensing. It could be at the hospital. It could be in any areas that we have. Most of our volunteers walk dogs or socialize cats, and that's fantastic. We need that. We love that. Our dogs and our cats absolutely adore the volunteers and them being there. But there's other areas, too. Maybe you're allergic to animals and you want to come help out in development. That's great. We'd love to have you help out. Maybe you want to help with us building baskets or getting donations or have some great ideas with how to update our social media or our Facebook or our website or pamphlets or any of that stuff. And I think that's just fantastic. And so our volunteers are such a huge part of our organization. And I think our staff over the last few years has really grown to not only appreciate the volunteers more, but enjoy their company and really are thrilled when they're there. A perfect example of that was when we first shut down, and we actually shut down right in March and April when everything was completely locked down. We didn't have any volunteers on campus at all, and our staff were walking the dogs, and we have a volunteer Facebook page that's just for the volunteers. And our staff was taking pictures and shooting short videos with their phone because our staff would go walk the dogs and they would post that on our volunteer Facebook page. And our volunteers just loved it because they could still connect with those dogs that they'd become close with. So,
yeah,
I can't say enough good things about our volunteers. I just can't.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
If you're interested in joining our team as a volunteer, please go onto our website and look at the volunteering options. And there's an application. You fill that out. Cassie will get back with you and let you know what opportunities are available.
Before we take a break here, I just want to give a shout out again to Madison, Wisconsin, and they're back. They're listening to us from back there on our stream. And again, a huge, huge thank you to Wendell and Jim. Jim hosted us in his beautiful house and put up with all of us, the screaming during the beer pong and all that. And I have stories, but see, I have stories on all these men that I can't tell, mainly because, like I mentioned earlier on, that many of them are in the witness protection program. So giving the last names is a little strange. But anyway, again,
nobody in the witness protection program would hang out with you.
But I did tell the story about the $86 ordered at Del Taco. I couldn't
help
myself.
Awesome.
Good. Okay, we've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Mark's story. We got some things. I'm going to talk about the microchips. I am so sold on microchips for animals that I wish that people, if you haven't had it, microchip, I hope when we come back, why it is so important. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Bastiani Arms, John Bastiani. And, gosh, what a great guy he is. He started his business, about the same time we started the station, a little bit after that. Super customer service, greatest gunsmith around. I keep saying this, but I'm going to bring a couple guns down to John this week to get, some of them converted and some of them to get some optics and all this. But if I'm looking for a gun, this is where I buy it from. is John Bastiani and Bastiani Arms. You can give him a call at 222-8222. He's at 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading and open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, 844 in the morning, 23rd of February, 55 degrees and fair out there.
My friends, they argue I couldn't raise you on my own. But I was sure that you were meant to be with me. You were my angel, stepped from above to set me free.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slate, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 14.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
He never says, I wish you made more money. He always thinks it pulls my fingers funny. I want you to love me like my dog.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Did that say pulling my finger was funny?
Yes. This entire song is...
It's great. I love that song.
About things he likes to do with his dog.
It's pulled my finger.
It's such a good saw.
He has a dog pull his
finger. That's pretty new, too, right? That's only within the last year or two, I think, right? Or a couple of years?
I'm not certain.
Who's the artist?
Billy Currington.
Okay. Hey, well, I use that term loosely, but it
sounds like a great song. 2010 is what I have here.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Well, you're old. You know, yeah. To you. Oh, you start talking about things, and I asked Mark. I said, well, Mark, when did that happen? And he looks at me, he thinks, and he goes, well, yeah, that was like 25 years ago.
I am old. I mean, I don't know what that makes you.
It makes me
lot older.
But I look better. It's not
that.
How old you are. It's how you, you know, it's how you look.
It's how you wear it.
How you wear it. 8:50 in the morning here at KCNR. Hey, tomorrow, because I've been gone, I don't have a guest for Mars. Usually Shasta, the Shasta County Veterans Service Office, but they're, Celestina's on some kind of conference. So I'm trying to think of a good guest for tomorrow. And if I don't, it's going to be open line Wednesday. So here's your chance, my friends. Here's your chance. And this is, as we all know, things get, things transfer from the chat room over to live radio. And I don't care what you come up with. It can be anything. It can be aliens. And I don't mean ones coming across the border. It can be ones flying over us right now. Anyway, this portion of the show brought to you by Mike Huber and State Granite. You know, he's been altering seems like such a bad word. A custom, artistic work with granite and granite, marble, slate. You name it, he does it. Bathrooms, kitchens, he did a wonderful job. On our kitchen. I mean, it's just absolutely beautiful. It's a veteran-owned business. He's a true supporter of our community right here. He works on it by appointment only. So give him a call at 241-STONE, and he'll get, you know, come out for a consultation, and he's kind of like capture what you want to have there, and then he's going to put it together for you. You can learn more at estategranite.com. And like I said, I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. And before we left, I talked about chipping. Elk Killer was chipped. Not that she got too far away from the house, but if she did, and you all pick them up, the first thing they do is they run a chip reader over them.
Correct.
And if they...
Well, the first thing they do is look at the collar, but...
Well, of course.
And if they have a license, then we call in the license, which is a requirement. But
if they broke that collar on the way out.
Absolutely. And yeah. Then we're going to microchip check. And you can get microchips at our Wednesday vaccine clinic for
$20. $20. Yep. And think about
this. Or there's $35 at any other time.
You lose your pet. And, somebody picks it up and they call Haven Humane. They put the chip reader on them. And they can, it doesn't go back to Haven Humane. They're going to give you a call. And perhaps you can even bring it to your house.
Yeah, absolutely. So we like to return to the field when we can because we'd rather not have them come to the shelter, for sure. But microchips are really important. And it's important that once you get one, if you move or change your contact information, that you call the company and you have it changed. Sometimes there is a fee for that. Sometimes there not. Depends on which microchip you have and what plan you have with your microchip. But, yeah, it's extremely important that you microchip. In fact, it's now a California law that went into effect January 1st that any animal that is found running stray, when you return it to the owner, it has to be microchipped.
We discussed this. There's some people really upset about this. Not because of the microchip, but having to pay for it in the sense of depending on their quality of life. And how much money they have. And it is, like you said, what is it, $20? Or is it more?
No, I think it's less whenever we do the return to owner.
Mean about if they're found and they're not microchipped, you're saying this new law says they have to be microchipped.
Before they're returned, yeah.
Before they're returned.
Correct.
Before the owner comes down and picks them up. Or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, so there's a way to avoid that.
Oh,
don't let your animals out. Microchip them beforehand. Okay. And then it's not an issue. So,
well, as soon as we got her, we got her the chip. So it's not, and again, I encourage people to do this.
Absolutely.
Don't have an animal because, you know, especially if you have a dog or you can microchip cats too.
All of the animals get adopted from Haven microchip.
Okay. So,
sorry. All the dogs and cats are microchipped.
You don't do the snakes?
We do not. No.
Horses? Goats.
No, but people can do that.
What do you have? Do you have any kind of, when I say, you know, exotic animals, it's anything that's not a dog or
cat? We have some rats right now that were found, and they're pretty cool rats. And pet rats are pretty popular. They're pretty smart, and they're actually cool little pets. We also have a goat, but that's one we're trying to find the owners for. Okay. So it's still in the holding period. But I think that's it. I don't think we have any birds or rabbits or anything right now. I think it's just the rats and then the goat that hopefully we're going to find the owner for.
Okay, great. Let me see. Lost pets?
Yeah, lost pets. So I do want to talk about lost pets really quick. You know, it's really important that we know where our pets are at. And so there's a bunch of different ways that you can help get your pet home. One, microchips we talked about. That's easy because it's not going to come out. The second one is having a collar with a license, which is a requirement for any animal living in the area that's over 4 months old. And the reason that California requires that and that our local ordinances have instituted that is to track the rabies vaccination on them. So if you have the required license, it needs to be on the tag. Or needs to be on the collar, and we can look it up through that. And so if either of those, either a license or a microchip, then we have that information in the system. We can call you immediately. If somebody finds your dog, they can call us. We can get that information. We can call you, and you can connect with the finder and get the animal before it's ever brought into the shelter, which is obviously always our goal.
Yeah.
If your animal is lost, the first thing we encourage you to do is call Haven Humane and file a loss report. We would like you to come in if possible to bring pictures and whatnot, but you can also call us. You can message us on Facebook with pictures and information where it's lost. And so that way we have that information. So if somebody calls in, then we know what it is. We really need a good description of the animal because a lot of times what somebody thinks is a description of an animal is not what the animal actually looks like when it comes in, unfortunately. So pictures are best.
It's kind of like the descriptions on those online dating sites.
Exactly. Well, it's, you know, sometimes it's hard to describe your animal at times, and what you think is a shepherd may not be a shepherd. So, you know, you need to give us the best description, and that's why pictures are always the best. If you have pictures, you can send those to us. But call us on that so we can post that. We will post a lost on our Facebook, whether it's there or not. If you find an animal, it's the same thing. Call us right away. Send us a picture. Send us any information. We're going to post that on Facebook, and we're hoping that the owners are going to call before we have to come pick the animal up. So we're hoping that the finders can keep him for a little while we find the owner so that we can make that match before it comes into the shelter, because that's what we want to avoid is having the animal come into the shelter, because no matter how much TLC we give them and no matter how great our staff and our volunteers and our team is about working with the animals, it's still a scary place for animals. There's no way for us to change that. We just make it the best experience they possibly can get at the shelter, but it's still not a pleasant experience because they're scared. You know, they don't know they don't know what's going on, and so we want to avoid that at all costs, and that's what we try to do.
Okay. Buddy, thanks a lot.
Virtual Doggy Dash.
Virtual Doggy Dash.
Go on Facebook. Look into it. Register. And volunteering, please go on our havenhumane.org and check that out.
You know, one of my favorite times of the month is when we can make it work out is when Mark comes in, our breakfast afterwards, mm-hmm. because we solve every problem in the world.
Yeah, we sure do.
Okay, now for tomorrow, my friends, there's some things stuck in my craw. One of the things I'm going to talk about, background checks. Yeah, background checks. May not be what you're thinking. I think there's other people out there that kind of will discuss what happened at the Board of Supervisors meeting if the insurrection hasn't taken over the county courthouse. I have a friend.
No, you don't.
I've had a friend for a long time from here in Reading. I understand got upset because I said President Biden's my president. I don't agree with it and all that. And you know, I realized that there was some anomalies in the election and all this, but right now, he's our president. Doesn't mean you have to agree with anything he does. It doesn't mean that we don't have to get organized and stand up, take back the House, take back the Senate, and then fight like hell for that next election. But you kind of have to kind of work within the system here. And it's amazing some of the things that are happening. I think our Second Amendment is going to be hammered. You know, they're already talking about it. I don't know what kind of executive order he can do that affects an amendment to the Constitution. Hopefully there's nothing that he can do. So Anyway, hey, have a great day. It's going to be a beautiful day today. It's already 55 degrees and rising, and be careful out there. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. And there were a bunch of good guys back in Madison, Wisconsin over the last 4 or 5 days. I know. I'll get over it by tomorrow.
And I'll keep this.